A bill to break up the FAA and privatize the nation's air traffic controllers cleared the Transportation Committee in the U.S. House last night, after the committee chairman agreed to several Alaska-friendly changes. Alaska Congressman Don Young, in a recorded statement, says the bill now preserves funding for Essential Air Service, a program that subsidizes air service to dozens of Alaska communities.
It was a bad bill when it started. It's still not a good bill. But it's a bill that I've been able to amend, actually, is make the mandatory funding for Essential Air Service, and the bill would have lost it. We got it back in for Essential. That's very important to all the villages.
Critics say the bill is a shift toward requiring fees for FAA services, which they say will make the airways less safe, particularly for pilots of small planes. The bill would exempt all piston and non-commercial turbine engine aircraft from new fees, but a spokesman for the Alaska Airmen Association says the group is concerned the exemptions won't last. Young says he also added exemptions for Alaska's air taxis and charters.
And we'll be able to take and make this bill much better by the time it gets to the floor. I have the assurance from the chairman that this will occur.
The bill would divide the FAA, creating a new nonprofit corporation in charge of air traffic control. Young added a provision to block the corporation from selling or shuttering FAA safety and navigational systems in Alaska. The Republican bill passed the committee along party lines. Young voted for it in committee, but he says he won't support its passage in the House without more changes.